Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. A lot to get into. A lot of information, of course. President Trump's announcement tonight. What will it be? Oh, dear. What will it be? What can it be? Does anyone care? I mean, seriously. Other than, hey, you know what? It's time to get real right now. It's time to visit your local armory. And I'm serious about that. What's there to talk about? I'm coming back. No, you're not. I'm coming back. Look, I'm not making fun of President Trump, okay? I'm not. Not in the least. I hope he comes back. I hope he runs. I hope he wins. But when what? What in the hell? What kind of BS have we seen over the last, well, since the midterms? You see, nothing. We didn't fix 2020. Didn't fix 2020. But 2022, oh, hey, we ran with 2022. And now we're complaining about the results of 2022. Well, you do stuff over and over and over and over again, thinking that something is going to change. Is that really good? I'm looking for Lady the studio dog. I don't want to scare her. I'm just she doesn't like him when I get upset. All right. Look, here's what we need to do.
Do we really not know what he's going to say? Announce?
You know, seriously, I don't care. But since you brought that up.
He rallies for fun?
Yes. But since you brought that up, could it be something else other than announcing a candidacy? Yeah, it could be. Knowing him, it could be.
He's pregnant.
Hey, you guys. Fetterman.
Fetterman's my son.
Yeah, okay, so do we have that Fetterman thing? Okay, if you can find it. I know that this is out of, just totally out of the plan for today's show. But think about this. This country in 2020 elected a brain dead, a cognitively impaired person to run the country. Knowingly. And everyone accepted it and embraced it and said, look, we've got to move on. So what happens in 2022? Now we get, hey, you guys. I'm not making fun of a stroke victim, but what I'm saying, you got no business running for and being a United States senator. I am telling you, you don't. Any more than I do. If I was in that position, I would make, Eric the Tech would, you're not running for anything. You're sitting here eating your oatmeal, watching your Dirty Harry movies on a loop, and that's it.
And now a word from your new Pennsylvania senator.
We broke campaign tax.
Hey, you guys!
And now.
For those watching on Brighteon and Rumble, that was a public service announcement from Fetterman. But again, how ridiculous is this? And then, of course, Kerry Lake lost. Who didn't see that coming? Holy crap! Are you serious? Hang on a second, because let me get this straight now. Kerry Lake lost to a woman who's going to certify the election, her own election, Katie Hobbs, the hobnobber. No, I haven't been drinking. Maybe I should start. I'm thinking. You know, I don't drink. I'll have a glass of wine Christmas Eve.
He really does not.
I don't.
Not even beer.
No. I used to, but I don't. Not because I have a problem or anything. I just don't.
You're the picture of health.
There, no one's going to believe that. But here's the thing. So you got Kerry Lake in Arizona. You've got oodles. That's my new word. Oodles of verification of voter fraud and tampering of evidence and lack of chain of custody, mail-in ballot crap. And you got the surprise. Oh, Katie Hobbs wins the gubernatorial race, just squeaks by
3 months later.
Yeah. And that's it. That's it. It only took like a week. Well, wait a second. All right. Cavemen were voting with friggin' rocks and using an abacus to add. And it takes us a friggin' week with all this machinery. Here's what I think we need to do. Take a friggin' baseball bat and go and seriously, if I had a voting machine right here, we'd have a YouTube video of me taking at least 3 or 4 good swings at that machine, then handing the bat to Eric and say, finish it off, because I'm done. You expect different results? What do you? Absolutely insanity. Insanity. But here's the thing. People are going to accept it. You're going to accept it. Why? Well, what choice do we have? Because, you know, we're going to be called domestic terrorists if we do anything. You already are domestic terrorists, violent extremists. Well, I don't want to be put on a list. And you already are on a list. Well, you know, no one wins a civil war. Well, okay. Yeah, so they're going to drag you out of your house and kill you anyway. So what the hell's the difference? Pisses me off to think that none of us, and you know, I read something. And let me tell you something. I read something on patriots.win. Patriots.win, okay? That's where I read it. I'm going to paraphrase this. Because I can't find it again. And a lot of people behind microphones, a lot of podcasters behind microphones bitching and then saying, and for your promo code, use blank, you know, for MyPillow. That's it. That's our fight. Having a promo code for MyPillow is our fight.
Which is a good pillow.
I'm going to tell you what, two dog beds, count them two, slippers, greatest slippers in the world. The pillows are the best. The sheets, I love them. I got this stuff. And we need to support him too, Mike Lindell. People think he's the only one out there, one of the few out there. Putting his money where his mouth is. Bed Bath & Beyond, of course, canceled him, and now they're in trouble. Is there a correlation there? Yeah, I think so.
They don't have any suppliers.
Yeah, exactly.
And Lindell's liquidating because he has so much stuff.
Precisely. And it's American-made. I am so sick and tired of the crap I get in China. Okay, if I see another Made in China label, I'm going to just... believe me, you don't want to be near me. I was yapping at my wife yesterday. I saw something that said Made in China. I said, well, you know, what do you expect? Okay. I can't remember what it was, but it was garbage from slave labor. But see, we're okay. It's okay.
Don't worry, everyone. I think the monitors behind Doug are made in Taiwan.
True. And you know what else? And here's, now listen to me. Okay. This is not just a bitch session. Excuse the expression. Okay. I've got some good information here. But I'm going to tell you something, okay? You vote with your wallet. You put your money where your mouth is. And this country damn well better have entrepreneurs making things here in this country if we want to win. If we want our country back. People want our country back. But you know what? Buying stuff from China is not going to do it. Buying stuff from overseas is not going to do it. Okay, bowing down to Klaus Schwab is not going to do it. And also this political polarization. Okay, it's not Republicans versus Democrats, blue versus red anymore. It's us versus them. Because you've got a lot of backstabbing in the Republican Party right now. Who's going to be leader? Who's going to be leader? Who? Okay, we can't. Rhinos. Okay, they're all friggin' rhinos, neocons, or leftist, communist pieces of garbage, in my view. Every single one of them. Show me something that they've done outside of past stupid legislation. Show me something that they've done that has actually made this country better since President Trump was in office. And you might say, well, you know, Trump sold us out on the vaccines. Look, I get it. I get the whole flipping thing. All right. You want the perfect person in the office. I get it. You want the okay. You know, when you're in a hole so deep, you can't see friggin' daylight, okay? If there's somebody up there with a little, candle, gravitate towards that. Think of Trump as a little candle, if you will. I don't care which, but at least it's something. But here's what we need to do. You see what happened in Brazil. No one's covering this. No one is covering what's going on in Brazil. I got a guy down there who's saying, look, this is incredible. People are taking to the streets and okay, no one's stealing our election. You got a communist now, Lula, down there, who stole the election. And here is, let me show you video A. This is what is happening, video A, in Brazil right now. And this is, at the very least, this is what we need to do. At the very least, I'm talking at the very least. Watch video A, here it is. Maybe. There it is. All right, you see these people, those are people. And those people are pretty pissed off. And that's a whole lot of people. I would say that's even bigger than President Trump's rallies by a factor of 100 or more. That's Brazil right now saying, hey, you know what? We're sick and tired of this crap. You're not going to pull this crap on us. This is our country. You work for us. I'm sure we're going to hear about this tomorrow with Gerald Celente coming on this show. Thank you, Gerald. But see, there it is. Look at the people. Why aren't we out there? Well, we have jobs. We've got this. We've got that. I get that. I do too. But you know what? It's about time. Look, the tree needs water. Eric the Tech, the tree needs watered. Meanwhile, okay, now again, doesn't matter what you think about President Trump. I don't really care. I really don't. You can tell me what I don't care. But here's the thing. He's not ready for bed at 8 o'clock at night. You know this, folks. I've had aunts and uncles, and they grow old at a different rate, don't they? I've had aunts at 60 years old look like they're 90, and aunts at 90 running around like they're 60 or 50.
Like my grandmother.
There you go. His grandmother. I mean, I don't know how old she is, but I'll tell you what. She certainly can throw a basketball. Something is wrong with Biden. Peter Ducey. I'm going to tell you this. Biden will not last till 2024. And I don't know if it's going to be his choice or not. I don't know if it's going to be natural or not, but he's not going to last until 2024. They won't let him last until 2024. Why? Is this part of the narrative or is this organic? Watch this from Peter Ducey. He's at the G20. And of course, he had a long day dressed up. By the way, too, if you haven't seen photographs of this, I don't have one handy. But when you put on the garb, the communist garb, okay, like Trudeau and Biden did, that is, let me give you an example. That is like performing oral sex on the head of the Communist Chinese Party. No, I'm not overstating this. It's an act of submission. It's an act of, okay, it's even beyond we're in your house, so we're gonna do what you do. No. This is we're in your house. I'm going to polish the knobs. I'm serious. You just don't do this. You don't dress up like Mao Zedong. I'm serious. And there are photographs out there of Biden and Trudeau. I don't know if they were holding hands. Maybe they were. I know Biden was sniffing Trudeau's mullet. But you don't do this. You don't disrespect the country of America. I don't give a damn who you are. But there's something wrong with Biden. Let's play clip number B or video B. Biden from Ducey. Here it is.
Breaking news would be that President Biden is missing the G20 leaders' dinner. He is supposed to be at a supper right now, 8:10 in the evening here in Bali, Indonesia, with everybody that flew in. If you're the U.S. president, you spent basically 2 days flying to get here for a dinner like this. You got MBS there. You got Trudeau there. Xi is also there if anything was left on the table. Yesterday, we did hear President Biden tell us that he had a cold, and he has tested negative for COVID, despite the Cambodian leader from our last stop being positive now. But we do not know exactly what is going on with the president. They called an early lid. So we will keep you posted on what exactly is going on with breaking news.
I'm tired.
But I tested negative for COVID.
Right. Don't have COVID. Don't. I just. There's something not right here. There's something not right here.
We're still testing for that?
Yeah, still testing for it. Before I go any further, I want to say this, all right? And listen, please. Come here. Listen. Do you think everything's normal? If you do, all right. God bless you. Go with God. What are you doing December?
Or don't.
What's that?
Or don't.
Or don't. I don't care. Just go. If you think everything's fine. I'm going to tell you right now. Under a lot of pressure, so many emails, so many requests for solutions. Hey, can you partner with this agency or that agency or group or whatever and offer different things? Well, we did. We partnered with the Freedom Center, and we're offering now for those of you wishing to take their course. And I think if you are a male or female between 21 and is a 21? It doesn't. Between 21 and...
I think that age varies.
Okay. I don't care.
I'd assume it goes all the way down to 18.
So 18 or 21, you can check. But if you're a capable male or female and you know something's coming, you know things are going to turn bad, then you got a responsibility. And please, let me ask you to do this. Because again, look, I don't get any money for this. I don't get a dime for this. Please understand that. But if you think something is coming and you are the head of a household, or if you're alone and you want to feel like, you know, look, I need some training with weapons, we have partnered with Freedom Center. Please do this right now, right now, right flipping now. Send us an email. Well, or go to HagmanReport.com/training. It's not that hard to remember. Or send, if you need more information, you can send an email at training@HagmanReport.com. Again, not that hard to remember. We worked out a very, very special rate with the Freedom Center. So you can, in fact, become proficient with a weapon.
And this might be the last class we'll be able to offer.
And yes.
It's in 2 weeks.
It's in two weeks.
You got to get a hold of us like now.
Right. And by the way, there are people right now who are about ready to sign up. There are limited spaces. If you don't do this in the next, I don't know, couple of days, you're going to miss out. And this, I would say this, this will likely be the last one we have for a while. Don't miss out on this. Please don't miss out on this. Am I selling this? Abso-flippin-lutely. You need this.
I mean, we might have one in the spring, but will we get that far?
And that's the big question. Will we get that far?
And also, when you email us, please include your number so I can call you.
Telephone number.
Speed up the process.
Yes. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to miss out. Please don't. There it is on the screen. HagmanReport.com/training. Email if you have other questions. Training@HagmanReport.com. Put your telephone number in there so we can talk to you. I'm going to tell you, this is special training.
And it's not a sales thing. We're not trying to sell you on it.
No.
It's just getting you information.
Believe me, no one gets paid commission or by the head or whatever. No. This is just a solution to a deficiency, perhaps. And if you think you know it all, do us a favor. Don't call. Don't. If you think you know it all, if you think you got it covered, God bless you. All right. I'll mention this tomorrow as well, perhaps. But you better do it now because spaces are short. I mean,
there was a state trooper in the last class.
Yes.
And he was upset because of the training he received before going to the Freedom Center when he was younger. And he was in disbelief at how much he did not know.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, also picking up some bad habits. By the way, we'll have Sam on giving away tips and such. As soon as I get through what I'm going through and as soon as we get settled and stuff, just understand, we'll have him on. But all right. It's good stuff. It really is. All right. A lot of things going on right now. Folks, we still have to take care of business. And I'm going to tell you right now, have you seen? Oh, hey, the stock market. It's going up. Look at this. Because of a divided government, the stock market, or a perceived divided government, stock market going up. the economy. If you ask the left, oh, it's great, it's great. Hey, who cares about gas, you know, and diesel and such, and food and rent and all that? But folks, one of the things you've got control over is your credit card debt and how much in interest you are paying. You know, it is very, very intelligent to make calculated financial decisions that will benefit you later. If you make them now, it's going to benefit you later. How smart is that? Okay, well, I've got something for you. It is lightstream.com/Hagman. If you're just getting started on your financial journey, it is so important that you set yourself up for success. And if you got a high credit score, you have more power than you think. Do this now. Do it now. Do I sound like Biden? Do it now. Seriously, now is the time to leverage that score to consolidate your debt before interest rates get too high. And believe me, they're coming. Pay off your credit cards faster with a low fixed rate from Lightstream. A credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream can help you pay off your credit cards and lock in a low fixed interest rate. Rates start at 6.99% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. Plus, the rate's fixed, so it's never going to go up over the life of the loan. Folks, just for our listeners, the fine folks at Lightstream have given you this offer just for you, just for my listeners and viewers. Apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Hagman. That is LightStream, lightstream.com/Hagman. Remember, two N's on Hagman. Now, subject to credit approval, the rates range from 6.99% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman for more information. You will be glad you did. You'll thank me later, and God bless you for doing so. Thank you, Lightstream, for that offer for our listeners and viewers. All right. We know that there's something wrong with Biden. Doesn't have the stamina to keep up. Oh, a little cold. Yes, I get that. But there's something else going on here. Watch that. We spoke heavy at the front end about the stolen midterms. Look, again, if you didn't expect it, I don't know what to tell you. You should have expected it. How this can take a week to count, to tabulate, to cure, and to have that Bill Gates, that little weasel come out, Bill Gates from Arizona. And again, I don't care if it's a Republican, Democrat, Independent, it doesn't matter. You come out and you give me a line of crap. Okay, that's just what it is. I don't care what color, what affiliation you are. It's a line of crap. Well, it takes a while to adjudicate that. No. You take a piece of paper, you fill in the blank, you hand it in, you count the votes. One day, out the door, you're done. Now, there's something I want to show you, because all of this is happening at the same time. I'm going to show you this attachment. This was expunged from the WEF, the World Economic Forum website. I spoke about this yesterday, and maybe some people might not have gotten the entirety of its importance, but this is the FTX WEF relationship. FTX, this is a cryptocurrency exchange built by traders for traders. This is what the World Economic Forum had on their website, but now have just taken it off. Oh, I don't know why. I don't know why. They just removed it. Maybe because it's a money laundering operation. That could be it. But see, FTX offers innovative products, including industry-first derivatives, options, volatility products, and leveraged tokens. And here's what they're not saying. You see, remember me talking about ESG, environmental, social, and governmental scores? ESG scores? Guess what? FTX has got a higher ESG score, or had a higher ESG score, than General Motors. That's right. because, you know, they're on to the climate change. They're on to all of that. They're into this social justice. Well, it exploded because of greed. Imploded, exploded, whatever, because of greed. Because of... Well, yeah, I guess greed would be about the only thing I could say. I want to show you this as well. That was the attachment. This is page one in the show prep that you could find at HagmanReport.com. HagmanReport.com. Uniparty minority leader Mitch McConnell. Mitch the bitch. Now you owe me $5 because Eric said I wouldn't say that. He's Zelensky's bitch. Mitch McConnell busted for taking Zelensky's FTX money. You see, Ukraine, now you watch how quickly this Ukrainian situation is going to resolve itself. How Ukraine is going to kind of, I don't know, make some concessions. All of a sudden, you watch how quickly Washington is not going to allow or give further, what would you call it? Money, assistance, aid to Ukraine, how that's going to be cut back. Well, wouldn't you know that Mitch McConnell would have his hands in the massive cookie jar in Ukraine and the FTX debacle, writes J.D. Zucker from Liberty Daily. That's right. Of course he is. It seems more and more that the only person who wasn't on the take was Donald Trump. Go figure. Documents show McConnell's Senate Leadership Fund received it's not that big of a deal. It's only $2.5 million. He received that from someone at FTX, a crypto company that fell in disgrace. That's what they call it now, falling in disgrace. Don't you like that?
I love how it says someone.
Someone.
Mystery.
He received it from someone at FTX. Not going to tell you who. I can't tell you who. Well, that's a conspiracy theory. Oh, look at this. This is from Dr. Interracial. I don't even know what that means, but it's a blue check mark on Twitter. So, oh boy, right? See, Leader McConnell got some of that taxpayer FXT. I'm not sure what FXT is, but okay. I think he meant FTX, but what do I know? Right. You got some of that Ukrainian money. Now you know why the Uniparty didn't want an audit of Ukraine money and had to get rid of Trump. Well, that's part of it. Okay, I'll give you that. That's part of it. And if you blow that up, all it shows is the $2.5 million in the coffers of Mitch McConnell from via, by way of, that's right, FTX. Actually, too, what was that? The Senate Leadership Fund, right? Is that what that is? Senate Leadership Fund. And that's McConnell. That's McConnell. All right. So, as the story goes, the money goes from taxpayers. It's sent to provide assistance to Ukraine. And then Ukraine gives a good chunk of the money, the laundered money, to FTX, which contributes to the Uniparty swamp. And you can bet your bottom dollar that the right got money, the left got money, the middle got money.
Rinse and repeat.
That's right. Just put another quarter in the launder, in the machine. Boy, am I dating myself right from the laundry.
Or that motel bed.
Magic fingers. But you're right. Rucker says this prompts the Unit Party to swamp to rinse, or I'm sorry, to, yeah, it rinsed on my mind, yeah, to repeat the process.
That's right. Rinse and repeat.
That's right. Yeah. And as we've seen over the past couple of months, it's worked wonders. Corporate media barely reports on all the money getting laundered there on a weekly basis. No Democrats and very few Republican politicians bring up the issue. Everybody is on the take. Well, almost nearly everybody's on the take. Mitch McConnell is among the top recipients found so far.
We missed that boat.
Yeah. Now, this is going to get ugly. I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to get a lot bigger, a lot quicker, and a lot uglier if they allow it. But see, morning Joe, hey, I've got a dead intern in my office. Lori Klazutis, whoops. And Mika Brzezinski, hey, my dad is a globalist, communist, fascist, satanic loving pig. Those two. They won't talk about this. Let's go to page two. By the way, this is so sickening. This is absolutely sickening. And I will say this. The Washington Uniparty, this is by Sundance, who just an absolute, I love his work.
Probably the best.
Yeah, probably the best. This is on Conservative Treehouse, theconservativetreehouse.com, theconservativetreehouse.com. Writes, the Washington, D.C. Uniparty surfaces an FTX crypto exchange political contributions. I know I gave a bad pause there, but oh well. You see, the Senate Leadership Fund, which was on that form, just to explain this a little bit deeper, is the PAC controlled by Mitch McConnell. Now, you remember Mitch McConnell directed money against the MAGA candidates in his own party. Think about that for a second. My beautiful wife is looking inside. Hi, my beautiful wife. All right. Hang on just 1 second. Go ahead and turn on the video. Go up. Come here. Come here. Come here, bud. No, now you leave. Now you leave. Come here. Come here. Come here, bud. Come here. Show how show the audience how pretty you are. How handsome you are. Folks, I'd like you to meet Maxwell. Maxwell is a house guest. He's adopted. More on that later. But getting back to this, the Senate Leadership Fund is a PAC. And much of this money went where? Where'd it go? It went to the candidates that would not support the America First agenda in McConnell's own party. That's how bad this is. This is a, by the way, FTX cryptocurrency exchange is a Ponzi scheme. It's a money laundering operation. We told you that Ukraine is a money laundering operation. And here is the proof. But this is just one part of the proof. Okay, there's more. Now, writes Sundance on this article, and again, the link will be in the program description box. There's a lot of speculation about U.S. taxpayer funds going to Ukraine and then transferring to the FTX crypto exchange program, then exiting back out with FTX donations to the D.C. politicians. Who provided the Ukraine funds? Now, he writes this. If this ends up to be accurate, and through my investigative resources, I can tell you it is, Then the FTX cryptocurrency operations was being used as a laundry system to funnel money from Congress through Ukraine and back into the pockets of politicians. And why get a real job? Every single damn one of these politicians, starting with McConnell, that had their name on this, they're part of that tree that needs to be watered. I'm telling you right now, you've been robbed. We've been robbed. You see, it was a money laundering scheme for the Democrats. It was, by the way, $50 million was spent on electing Democrats, and not just Democrats, but again, non-MAGA, non-America First Republicans. So do you think any of these, writes Benny Johnson in a tweet, do you think any of the Democrats will return the blood money given to their campaigns or even Mitch McConnell? What do you think? And he writes, this should be the biggest scandal in the world right now. You're damn right it should. Now, can we play, can you scroll down? Are you able to play that from right there? Okay. Listen to this. Listen to this, or watch this and listen to this. Go ahead.
The last time we talked, we were talking about philanthropy, and I know you set up, working with the Ukrainian government, ways to use crypto to raise money for the government. I just wanted to ask you quickly, because obviously they've also changed the rules, concerns about sort of spillover effects and substitution away from their currency.
Yep.
How much money did you raise, and what do you think about this as, you know, a tool for the governments, but also the risks associated with it too?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that gets to the point that this can be a great thing for the world. I think it can also be a really messy thing. But I think that at its core, you know, we've seen millions of dollars go through, the systems we've given. I think something close to a million ourselves as well, to support, humanitarian aid, and growth in Ukraine. And I think when you think about what it would take to get, to get funds both to the government there, where we do have a relationship with the Ukrainian government, for raising capital, for them using cryptocurrencies, that runs through FTX, whether it's getting money to the government or whether it's getting money, to individuals there in need, there are literally tanks outside of the banks. And this gets to, I think, one of the, places where it can be really important to have a fully digital banking system. Fully digital, way of handling payments. And I think that's, an international one. That's the core of what we've been, helping to support in Ukraine.
Yeah. I think it's a healthy conversation to be having away from some of the noise of digital assets and cryptocurrencies themselves, that the work goes on beneath. Sam, great to chat to you. Come back soon, please, because I have a million more questions for you, but as always, not enough time.
Will do.
Thank you.
All right. Can you scroll back and make him bigger? There you go. Folks, there is the CEO of FTX. There he is. He's dressed in his best attire. Now, look. If you're a multi-gazillionaire rubbing shoulders with George Soros in the company of, dignitaries, statesmen. Oh, I shouldn't have said that because I was going to reference Clinton, who's not really a statesman or a dignitary, but okay. You would think you would have both self-respect as well as respect for others, but he's a gazillionaire, right? As the CEO of FTX. Now he's shown to be exactly what he is. He's no better than the guy on the street corner playing, find the P or three card money. But he's used your tax dollars and he's worked with the likes of Soros, as well as Clinton directly and others, in this Ponzi scheme. When am I getting old, or folks, when you look at that, do you look at a multi-billion dollar or the CEO of a multi
billion-dollar company? Is that... No. 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 I wanted to play that because, obviously, what we have is proof. He admitted that FTX is a crypto laundromat for the Ukrainian government. Most people think that when they vote for a federal politician, a House or a Senate representative, they're voting for a person who is going to go to D.C. and enact legislation. Now, that's the old-fashioned way of thinking. Folks, forget about that. The perspective based on decades past, that's what that is. There's not a single person in Congress writing legislation or laws. There's not one person in D.C. writing legislation in modern politics. Not a single member of the House or Senate writes a law or puts pen to paper. It just doesn't happen. Over the past several decades, a system of constructing legislation has taken place over D.C. that resembles a business operation. Once you understand that dynamic and you understand how politicians, and there you go. Look at that. Hey, Mitch, wipe your chin. Once you understand that, how politicians become multimillionaires on salaries that many of us make, not that many of us, but some, you know, then you'll understand why we the people are such insignificant impositions to these people. So Sundance, in that article, if you want to put that article back up, that's great. Because I want to close this. I want to close out with this. Over the past several decades, a system of constructing legislation has become this business operation. Outside groups. There you go. Outside groups, often called special interest groups. I call them, never mind. Okay. Are entities that represent their interests in legislative constructs. These groups are often representing foreign governments, Wall Street, multinational corporations, banks, and on and on and on. Sometimes the groups are social interest groups, activists, climate groups, environmental interest groups, and so on. These social interest groups are usually nonprofit constructs who depend on the expenditures of government to sustain their cause or need. He explains in this article how this all works. The for-profit groups, mostly business, they've got a purpose in D.C. to shape policy, legislation, and laws favorable to their interests. They've got a fully staffed, they've got fully staffed offices, just like any business would, only their business is getting legislation for their unique interests. Not ours, not yours, not mine, theirs. No elected official is usually part of the law origination process. If you think that, you're naive. Once the corporation or representative organizational entity has written the law they want to see passed, they hand it off to lobbyists. The lobbyists are people who've got deep contacts within the political bodies of the legislative branch. Kind of like the, what are they called? The pharmaceutical reps who visit doctors' offices? Maybe if I can make a comparison. Anyway, corporations, special interest groups, they write the legislation. Lobbyists take the law and go and find politicians to support it. Politicians get support from their peers using tenure and status. Kind of what's going on right now with leadership, but I digress. And eventually, if things go according to the norm, legislation gets a vote within every step of the process. There are expense account lunches, dinners, trips. Hey, remember Monkey Business and Gary Hart? I don't know why that popped into my head. I always thought that was a cool name for a boat. Gary Hart in the Isle of Bimini on Monkey Business. That's when the appearance of morals were still around, but I digress. All right. So with every step of this process, like I said, there's all this good living. Good living, brother. The amount of money spent is proportional to the benefit derived from the outcome. End of story, period, right there. The important part to remember is that the origination of the entire process is external to Congress. It has nothing to do with Congress. There it is. There it is. Frankly, that's the way the legislation is created. Now, writes Sundance in the kind of the close of this, if your frame of reference is not established in this basic understanding, you often fall into the trap of viewing a politician or a political vote through a false prism. The modern origin of all this legislative constructs is not within Congress. We'll have to pass a bill, well, to find out what's in the bill. Nancy Pelosi, 09. We rely on the stupidity of the American voter. At least this knucklehead was honest. Jonathan Gruber of 11 to 2011 and 12. We rely on the stupidity of the American voter. When are we going to get pissed off? When are we going to? This goes back to my open. Trump can announce whatever he wants. I'm running. Look, this is not about President Trump. I like the guy. I'm for the guy. I like him. Yeah, I want him to answer for a lot of things, but okay, given the playing field we got, if I'm at a poker game and I'm dealt a hand and I have to play the hand I got, if I'm not allowed to take my six shooter out and, you know, take care of business, I got to play the hand I got. I'd like Trump. What can I tell you? This goes back to the open. You can argue all day long. Not fixing 2020. What the hell did you expect? What did you expect in 2022? And here we are. You can argue all day long about 2025 or about 2024. You can argue all day long about, well, we're going to regain power in the House and, you know, there's knife fights going on in the House and the Senate and all those, you know, between the rhinos and the non-rhinos, and it's all an illusion. Because if we don't do something, you saw Brazil, right? Those were people. If we don't do something, if that tree doesn't get watered soon, we have a dead tree. Maybe it's already dead. Is the tree dead? Don't know. How much time I got? Oh, really? All right. Meanwhile, this is the other part. I didn't know if I'd get to this. Let's go to page 3 real quick. I'm glad at least somebody's got the cojones to do this, okay? Invasion clauses of the U.S. and Texas Constitution have been invoked by Governor Abbott. Now, I got a problem with Abbott. I got a lot of problems with a lot of people, including Abbott, but he invoked the invasion clause of the U.S. and Texas constitutions to fully authorize Texas to take unprecedented measures to defend our state against an invasion. Meanwhile, okay, you got mopes, muppets, and maggots like Mayorkas and Ray. I want to show you this very quickly. Video one, Mayorkas, this little sniveling, snot-nosed individual that should be, in my view, should be arrested, tried, and if convicted for treason, hung pay-per-view. We could take care of some of our debt. Watch video one in the show notes. This is about Mayorkas. Here it is.
How many of the 600,000 people? No, we have 2 minutes left.
I know, but I feel compelled to.
You don't have the time to do that. I want to know how many of the 600,000 people match the terror watch list.
Well, Congressman, by definition, they are gotaways.
Okay, so you don't know. And so how can you say that the border is secure? It's the American people aren't buying it. We're not buying it because the deaths that are happening in our communities, I've invited you to come with me. I was in Del Rio the day before you got there when the 15,000 Haitians were there. I've been to El Paso. I've been to the Rio Grande Valley. You're going to hear more on that later. Let's put up another slide because you're not going to answer that question. But I don't, while we're putting up the next slide, do you maintain that we have operational control of the southern border?
Congressman, let me just say one thing very briefly, and then I'll answer your question. It is very difficult to answer your question when I'm not given the opportunity to do so. Number one.
As my colleagues have said.
And number two, I do feel compelled to correct inaccuracies that are contained in your question for the benefit of the American people.
The accuracies are the facts that I have stated are reported by you and your department.
Congressman, so we are dedicated to resourcing the United States Border Patrol with additional personnel,
okay,
with additional technology, using barriers advisedly where they are most beneficial.
Okay, that's not my question.
To deliver enhanced security.
Mr. Secretary, thank you for that.
Thank you for saying nothing. All
I've
right,
heard you say.
Two. How about Christopher Wray? Okay, because, by the way, that goes on. Let me tell you something, okay? We are letting in terrorists. We are letting in communists. We are letting in fighters. It's going to be equivalent to Red Dawn, the first Red Dawn, the people taking over the critical infrastructure here in this country. They don't need to fire a shot from outside, from a battleship. They're already here. And that SOB, that bald-headed, knobbed, shined Mayorkas is part of the problem. Don't just impeach him. Period. Ray, this is video two. Watch this sniveling coward, traitor, piece of crap. Go ahead, play it.
Do you know how many people die per day from fentanyl overdose?
I don't have that figure.
Would it shock you to say that over 200 die daily from fentanyl overdoses?
I know the numbers are eye-popping.
Who controls that trade? Who is pouring in this deadly drug into the United States?
Transnational criminal organizations, especially the cartels.
Which ones? From where?
Typically from Mexico.
Would you consider that to be a terrorist act?
Well, I certainly consider it to be a major, major law enforcement threat and a major, major security threat. Whether I would call it a national security threat gets into sort of terminology, but certainly it is a major threat to the homeland of almost epidemic proportions.
So an organization that's killing over 200 Americans every single day, you have difficulty in saying that they're not terrorizing us?
Well, again, in my world, terrorism has a very specific legal definition. It is certainly a national
yeah,
security
you know what that
threat.
Definition is?
So
it's
what
the
are we
mothers that
it?
Threaten
so we know
these
we have,
school
we have
districts. You can turn this crap off because you know what? Nothing is going to be, nothing is going to come of it. Nothing. Unless we, the people, stand up and say, okay, enough. You saw Brazil. They got some cojones. They said, no. All right. My view, look. We still have prisoners from January 6th in the American gulags. Need to get them out. We need to do a lot of things to make 2020 right again. Go back to 2020 before you go on to 2024, please. One Hacked Off, Doug Hagmann, signing off. Have a great night, everyone. And don't forget, HagmannReport.com/training. If you don't do it now, you might not have another chance to do it. Have a good night.